This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
Buddy, it's the Three Horsemen show. Big Easy, T.O.
Yep, Big Easy. That's Measy.
Corey.
For cheesy.
Oh, for shizzle. What's up, everybody? We are here.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
From the St. Louis area, Edwardsville, whatever.
The beautiful St. Louis Metro, Metro East.
It's the last time anybody said that.
And the first.
Yeah.
I don't know how it goes.
What's going on? Boys.
What's up?
Yeah, same old.
That excited to talk wrestling today?
I got body slammed this morning, I'm not going to lie.
Dude, T.O., we've got a draft here shortly.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys got some sort of big baseball, fantasy baseball draft, huh?
Yeah, I'm kind of stressing. Family's sick. I haven't had time to put in my prep work. Corey and I kind of procrastinated.
Kind of.
Had a trip to Miami. Didn't get to do it then. Seriously, we had some shit thrown away.
When are you going to stop talking about Miami?
No, but we had planned to do this, and it just kind of got away from us. Now it's here, and we're kind of unprepared. So,
I hope you guys do all right.
Yeah, we'll see.
Concentrate on wrestling for like 2 hours.
This should be the best time of year for wrestling.
It is the best time of year for wrestling.
I don't feel like it right now, though.
Why is
it's
that?
It's Mania time.
I don't know. I guess who's getting pushed. I just look at some of the shit that's going on and just shake my head.
Yeah, but old guys are getting put. I mean, this is kind of the constant thing.
You guys want to start a grassroots effort? I just came up with something. I assume you're talking about like Roman Reigns, the push he's getting. Still bothering you?
Very much so.
It's not even him. It's what they did to Strowman for no reason.
Oh, yeah, that whole thing.
Sunday night, I just don't get it. They could have done a lot of different things. A lot of different things. And then Monday, they have him come back out to get his retribution, call out, you know, douchebag. He comes out, and then The Undertaker, like, Strowman's supposed to be afraid of The Undertaker? That's
He's
how it happened, right?
He's the dead man, sir.
Is that Undertaker came out for Strowman.
I see it more as he is backing off and letting those two have at it because of what happened at Royal Rumble. I totally get where you're coming from. I just don't like Roman Reigns, so I just don't want to see this at all.
They're saying this is Taker's last Mania, too, so you know Reigns.
So is he going over?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking real.
He's going over, and he'll have the belt by SummerSlam. It's gonna happen that fast.
Objection? Speculation?
I think that's what's going to happen. They'll put him over, they'll put him over Lesnar.
Here's the thing. Roman Reigns, they're trying to make him Cena, right? Cena light.
Well, yeah, did you watch it Sunday night?
Mm-mm.
He actually,
I went back and watched
it. Did you see him talk to the camera when he, like, got knocked down and then, like, he was like, let's go. Like, in the ring, like, something happened or it was so Cena. Like, the pain, like, he actually, like, spoke in the ring, the camera caught it, and he wasn't calling a move, like, not that talking.
Yeah, not like when you can hear Cena call every move in every match
ever. He said something like, come on, Roman. It's a tie or something like that. I was just like, oh, my God.
Yes, I did see that.
Oh, my God, it's fucking Cena. I mean, like, to that level.
Well, the thing is that never works when you try to copy what to them worked. I guess it has worked. Yeah. But
He also wrestled in
Skechers. Who's ever been copycatted and that worked as the next guy?
Yeah.
Can you name one?
How shitty did his shoes look if we want to get down to it?
Did Stardust work?
And look at that.
Does that count?
Who?
Stardust, did that work?
as your main guy in the company.
Oh, okay. You're just talking about.
I'm not talking about copycats. I'm talking like their main guy. Oh. Like they didn't copy Hogan.
I feel like Goldberg was kind of a copy of Austin, the bald head.
Two separate.
I know, but I mean, like, I know, but I feel like that was kind of a.
The look did not hurt whenever they started thinking about his push.
Yep.
Agree with that. Totally different. Everything. Goldberg didn't talk. Goldberg didn't. He was all power moves. Mm-hmm. All that bullshit.
Oh no, I know that's.
I'm talking about
different.
If like it's WWF. They didn't go from Hogan to. Fuck Dan Spivey or something. You know, I mean, they didn't go with like somebody acting.
It's not because Dangerous Dan wasn't worthy.
Yeah, but man, he was in yellow.
I guess like
on
the
yellow.
Who looked better in chaps?
I guess like the Miz when he kind of did his Hollywood thing with The Rock. That was his biggest push. I mean, I'm just saying like he went that
but
way.
Cena was still your guy.
Well, Cena's been the guy for 15 fucking years.
I know. I don't think they've ever gone this long with somebody like this either. It's so annoying.
Hogan was, what, 83-91-2?
He won the belt. January 84, he lost it. But he was still the guy till like, 92.
Yeah.
So, 8 years. Yeah. This has been 13.
Yeah.
12.
So, when you get that merchandise check flowing in, it's hard to turn it off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but only one guy gets it.
Yeah, WWE gets it, too.
That's true.
I mean, they don't care what guy gets it as long as their share is still huge.
I can't. Think he sells merchandise, and I don't know what he would sell.
Again, you're thinking of it like from a 30-35 year old man.
No, I don't know what merchandise he has.
Oh, he's got tons of those little like the wristband things.
I didn't think about that.
The You Can't See Me shirts, I'm sure sell like fucking crazy.
No, I'm talking about Reigns.
Oh, Reigns?
I can see Cena selling like fucking crazy.
Okay, I got you. So you're saying as a copycat,
Reigns not selling crazy.
I couldn't imagine anything he's got.
No.
They start selling greasy wigs, maybe.
Exactly. He looks like a fucking
bad
heel.
Guy? Yes. All black. Google his shoes. You're going to shit when you see these ugly-ass shoes.
You remember Justin Hawk Bradshaw, or what was his name right when he came to WWE? JBL. JBL.
No, it was Justin Bradshaw. It was
Bradshaw
Hawk Bradshaw.
Yeah, whenever he was with the APA, he had that long, greasy hair. It's the same exact thing.
Okay.
You know, they just that greasy look, a big, barbarous guy.
But everybody has it now. Seth Rollins has the long, greasy hair.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, Seth Rollins is
I'm telling you right now, I am a firm believer in this. Their next star is not going to be Roman Reigns.
I agree.
Their next superstar is going to be Finn Balor.
Totally agree.
Finn Balor is going to be the kids are going to love him. The moms are going to love him. I mean, the guy's a fucking underwear model, for Christ's sakes.
What did he wear, Jordans the other night?
I don't think they were Jordans. I think they were fucking Skechers. I thought they were Jordans at first, too, and then they looked really, like, generic looking.
That makeup, he's got that mouth makeup where it's giant. That looks pretty cool.
Hold on. We're flipping on two people. I want to get back to Balor, but I'm looking for these shoes, and I don't see them anywhere.
They were black and then white. Yeah.
Okay, so that's got to be what he's got on. They look like Jordans to me.
Jackson's.
I couldn't see a Jordan logo anywhere on.
Black then white, that's Jackson.
Michael, that is?
That is.
E, do you know who this Balor kid is?
I am just on the top familiar with him. I don't know his work.
Looks like a model. I guess he was.
He was a model. Yeah.
And how everybody doesn't love him already. His style is very Japanese, so it doesn't translate as well.
He reminds me of, like, Das Wonder Kid.
Kinda. No. No, he doesn't.
I'm just fucking with you. Just the black tights and just the skinny model looking guy.
No, look at his the paint.
Yeah, the paint looks really fucking cool. I'll give him that.
Google his entrance. Can you play his entrance? Plug it in.
I could, but I'm not going to. The cord's way over there.
His entrance is one of the coolest things they've done. And,
I'll watch it on YouTube with the muted.
Already an all-time best, and he's.
How long has he been in the game?
3 years.
Now?
Oh, God, 10 years?
He's older than you think he is.
And the Big Show?
That's
or
one thing.
What is he, 31?
No, he's like 36. He's older than us.
No.
I just looked it up. He's 36.
So I'm watching.
You're shitting me.
No.
The Demon King entrance.
He's 35 right now. He'll be 36 in July.
Fuck. I thought he was like 31.
Yeah, I believe that's it. Make sure it's not a video game like last week.
Yeah, I did that earlier
shit,
today.
So he's older than Owens. Is Styles older? No, Styles has got
to
be pushing
Styles
40.
Styles is close to 40. Fuck, he wrestled in WCW.
Yeah.
So let's just say
Owens
has
been around since WCW.
Let's just say
this is a real Jeff Hardy vibe.
18. In 99.
Well, that's 18 years ago.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
You guys ever think that it's kind of like a whole Jeff Hardy thing going on?
Not at all. I don't remember anything like this.
You don't remember Jeff Hardy started painting his face and getting all weird and wearing the socks on his arms?
But definitely different than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Owens is 32. This is more tribal. He'll be 33.
Oh, but the whole crowd does chants when he enters.
So is he trying for like a headhunter type of gimmick? Is that what this is?
No, it's just an alter ego.
That's like, have you guys not seen Nakamura?
Mm-hmm.
No.
He is fantastic.
Nakamura.
He's going to fucking hurt someone, though.
Yeah? Like Rollins?
Yeah.
Your boy?
True.
Your boy?
Gee, can't wait to watch him in Triple H wrestle.
Yeah, it'll be a real sight to behold.
Oh, don't worry. There's a new fucking vacuum. It's that of Shane McMahon.
What about Stephanie?
She's just a fucking bitch. I mean, like,
why does she?
Don't you ever say an unkind word about Stephanie McMahon?
She's always on TV.
And a match
for no reason.
A mask. There's never been a character in the history of wrestling that she never gets her comeuppance. She never ever gets payback. She
got speared by Reigns at WrestleMania last year.
She shits on everybody.
Yeah,
everyone. So there's kind of the speculation, you know, how she just keeps on making Mick Foley look like a bitch, that Noelle Foley is going to be the one to step up to her.
Oh my God!
Who cares? Like, why? Why do you have to be involved?
Have you heard her talk?
She's real smart.
Ooh.
But why? Why is Shane McMahon suddenly involved? And you know what? Big deal. Okay, if you want to be involved, that's fine. Why are you wrestling AJ Styles?
Yeah, why are you wrestling the best wrestler in the company?
Yeah, maybe put him in there with Owens or
Nakamura.
Anybody else.
Balor.
Yeah, so there's a big rumor that Balor and Joe might be a Mania match.
You got 3 weeks to build it.
I know. Can you remember them waiting this long to build some of this stuff? I mean, 3 weeks.
Yeah, they've been on the...
But think about it.
What's it been, 5 years since they did that brand split and then it all went back together?
I know, but the brand split, it's different on that.
Nah.
Back then they had 6 shows to build, not 3.
Oh, I know. That's why it drives me nuts that they can't just drive home a good match between 2 guys, which is kind of what they're doing with Owens and Jericho.
And again,
I like that.
They used
to. I'll watch that match.
It's one of the only matches that they've invested a lot of time in. They've built that story for 6 to 8 months.
Yep.
Like they used to everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing on this card. Lesnar and Goldberg, but you can't. That's not the same build when those guys are on TV once a month.
Okay, that brings me to this. You know Goldberg won the Universal title, right?
Monday, right? Or Sunday.
Over under on length of the match at Mania.
He took his first bump Monday night.
I know.
And I thought he got hurt.
It wouldn't surprise me.
He looked all. I mean, it looked bad. He landed on his side off the whatever Lesnar does.
Well, you want to land on your side because you don't want to land flat.
He landed like it was just an awkward.
Yeah, I agree.
An awkward landing for him.
Well, when you get spun in the air 360,
but I don't know how that match lasts.
Sorry, 180
over 5 minutes. I just don't. I don't see what they do. Unless Lesnar does some grappling stuff to where he holds him on the mat and they do some
rests. People love that.
Yeah. And by the way, Goldberg got booed. I mean, they're in Chicago, of course.
Oof.
Fuck. As soon as he comes out, CM Punk.
Why do they do that still?
Well, it's Chicago.
I mean, I get them trolling Triple H and Steph. Well, she trolled them. Yeah. Actually, he trolled them. Did you see what he did?
Who?
Triple H. He was talking about Seth Rollins. He's like, first off, we do have the best care in all of sports with our doctors. I was like, oh.
I just fast-forwarded through that entire piece. But
do you know where that comes from, E?
Not a clue.
CM Punk said they misdiagnosed. He had a MRSA staph infection.
He's suing the company. He's suing their medical.
And their counter.
Still going on. Yeah, exactly.
So he's trying. Is that just some sort of wink, nod type
of
thing?
Oh, king of the trolls, this fucker.
The whole crowd breaks into a CM Punk chant as soon as Goldberg comes to the ring.
What is it with people loving trolls these days? Trolls are just they're annoying.
Why don't they play into it? Why don't they hit Punk's music? Can you imagine?
They've done it once.
Fucking, I'd do it every time.
Yeah. You got to pay for that.
You know, Heyman's right there. I mean, they could have hit it.
I know, but they bought the rights to that music, so you probably only have it for so long. is my guess.
What's the song?
Take a,
Cult of Personality.
Take $10,000 out of Triple H's $2 million entrance at this, you know, the next.
Look in my eyes.
I totally agree. Yeah.
But they could have trolled there. I mean, it's just, I don't blame the fans. Like, their guy got fucked over. It's his home city. I mean, whatever. I mean.
Yeah. But they, Chicago, we'll get to Chicago more here in a second. But with Goldberg and Lesnar, so that's now for a belt. Did it really need it?
I mean, it doesn't matter.
I guess at this point, because nobody's going to care, because everybody's going to think it's going to be a two-minute match
anyway.
Belts
don't matter anymore.
I know.
Belts don't matter.
But why? I mean, you could have made another match mean a lot more.
Well, Jericho still has the U.S. Championship, so they—I mean—they look at it that way. Yeah. Which I forgot he even had the belt.
So
until
did I.
He doesn't carry it with him. I mean, like I don't. It's just all fucking. The belts are irrelevant. It's what they build, the time they put in. Nothing anymore.
It's like, whose line is it anyway?
No, but like,
points are made
bit,
up. The score doesn't matter.
Right
bit.
Now, it's not, and it's been this way for about 4 years because they started the face of the company. As soon as they started that shit, the belt became irrelevant. Daniel Bryan, you can't be the face of the company. I mean, do you remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, how long ago is that? So Randy Orton's the face of the company. That's what it started with.
Then well, it's getting Seth, back to that.
Then it was Seth Rollins, the face of the company. But it's not the champion. It's not who holds the belt. It's they're pretty much blatantly saying, this is who we're going to market. This is who we're going to be. Like,
it's bullshit.
And just like I said last week, how do you expect them not to boo that guy when it's been the... In storyline, it's been the authoritarian figure that is pushing everything down everybody's throat, and you're not going to get over, and we're going to push this guy. So when you hear, hey, Roman Reigns is our guy now, well, then everybody's going to be like, well, fuck this. Plus, he's not any fucking... I shouldn't say that. He can wrestle.
He works.
He can't...
Depends who he's with.
Yeah, I guess.
And he can't carry anyone to a match, but if someone's leading him, he does an all right job.
Well, you know what? I say the same thing about fucking Triple H. He's never been the guy. He's always been in the guy with the best wrestler in the fucking company. He's always in there with them.
Well, Shane McMahon.
John Cena.
Shane McMahon will look good. It's silly. And the thing is, they have so much talent in that company right now, and they're just misusing all of it. You have Cesaro lined up with Buttfuck McDuck, whatever. I mean,
Buttfuck McDuck? I don't remember that character.
Sheamus? I mean, like, this guy.
Should have seen the vignettes.
Buttfuck McDuck has more charisma than this Sheamus guy.
Are they directed
guy.
By Val Venus?
He's actually.
Distant cousin.
His gimmick is, I'm really, really pale and I have orange hair. That's the guy's gimmick.
He's a ginger?
Can't work.
Yeah, he's an Irish dude. That
soulless bastard.
He lifted weights with Triple H, and he's fucking in for life somehow.
I used to lift weights with him.
Did you?
No, not really.
No.
We have never formally met.
Formally.
I mean, it's just...
Properly.
I've booed the shit out of him live, but that doesn't...
Yeah!
I don't count that as meeting.
So, why don't we, like, looking forward, like, you know, it's WrestleMania. Let's look at the projected WrestleMania card.
Let's do it.
Do you want to do that?
Fucking A.
Like, so...
What's the main events? Lesnar and Goldberg.
But they keep saying on SmackDown that the main event of WrestleMania is Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt.
Isn't that strange?
That's going to close the show.
No fucking way.
I swear to God, I think they're going
then
to.
Then they have something gigantic planned for it, or it is going to
what?
Be...
The building's going to blow up?
I don't know. In fact, in case you didn't know, our second episode, we will be looking at the best and worst main events of all time at WrestleMania.
Currently, Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt is winning, if it happens, for worst.
I don't know. There's going to be a giant swerve. I don't know what the giant swerve is.
Sister Abigail, but who plays it?
I don't know.
Who's over? I mean,
Fran Drescher.
Boom.
If they would have done it right, they could have done it with Bayley. That would have mind-fucked everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been really cool.
What about Mickey? I love her.
She's
they
in
have
the match.
Shit all over her.
They're in that fucking one of three triple threat or quadruple threats or how many ever people we can get on the card matches.
Here's my question. These guys are sitting around the table drawing this up. Hey, pal, what do you got for this week? What do you think? Randy Orton. Look at him. He's beautiful.
Hello.
Taking on Bray Wyatt. So I wonder.
Great idea, pal.
I wonder who's going over in that match.
I mean, unless this is where you build Wyatt as the monster, I think this is how Wyatt turns baby. I don't know how you do it against Orton, but him burning down the compound, him doing all that shit, that's heel stuff. That's what's so fucked up in the way they're booking things right now.
Yeah.
Enzo and Cass. Enzo's a dirtball. But they're booking him wrong.
Ooh, can't work either. Poor guy. Man,
he'll be a mouth. I mean, it's what they're going to split them up. Cass isn't going to get over either. He's just going to be a guy that's dead in the water in 2 years. They fucked up not putting the girl with him also, Carmella or whatever her
Carmella,
name is.
Carmella, yeah.
They destroy an act that's over for no reason.
What did I say when they came in? Make them heels.
I remember you saying that.
You do, don't you?
So
you don't remember that.
What can they do then? Let's start with that match like you just said.
Okay.
What can they do?
Which match?
Let's Orton, Wyatt.
Okay, well, that's like you said, because you think that's going to close it. I say no goddamn way.
No goddamn way, man.
You don't have the two guys that are going to promote this thing to death closing the show?
Goldberg
and Lesnar.
So your closing match is going to be 3 minutes?
That's the question.
No way.
Okay, then.
That's your dark match.
I don't know what they're going to do.
I really think it's going to be Lesnar. Or not Lesnar, I'm sorry. Orton and Wyatt. And Is Harper and the other fucking bald-headed Harper and Rowan?
Oh.
Rowan. No, but those guys aren't big enough to do anything and make an impact in that match, so it's got to be someone else.
How about the Hardys?
That's what I was going to say. Do you tie in the Hardy gimmick to
this?
Didn't
they just sign with ROH?
They signed a contract, but there's been no terms of length or anything.
So they
was
they
it ROH? I thought they were going over to New Japan.
ROH. They signed.
Did they really?
They signed and won the titles.
Yeah.
Oh God.
But they're saying it's just.
How
do
I know this?
They're
not
saying
you.
It's just a. They're saying it's like a month.
First
thing,
time ever.
Like a month to month.
I'm dyslexic.
But.
How about it?
Does anyone give a fuck enough about the Hardys?
90,000
people in Orlando.
A bunch of marks. Yes. 70,000.
Do nothing for me. They do
bunch of marks.
Nothing.
Doesn't matter.
You got to realize,
cool in
though,
the 90s.
Maybe for the marks, this is a whole new. These kids don't remember the Hardys. Nobody watches TNA.
Kids do. People this age remember Jeff Hardy.
What age?
This? 15, 16.
15. Who do you think their demographic is? 8 to 12 year olds.
Dude, there's more kids that watch it than you think.
One of the big storylines right now
it
is
doesn't
a fucking
but WrestleMania is all marks. It's all marks. What are we? You know, I mean, that's who they're.
I know, but I don't. I could give a fuck less. Maybe I'm one of the guys that just. It was that time that I didn't watch.
Yeah,
and they're irrelevant to me.
I've never thought much of them. Either one of them. It's what I always thought of. Remember Edge?
Yeah, same way. I thought they were shit too.
I was like,
you know what the Hardys meant
really?
To me. Was Lita's big titties bouncing down in the ring in the phone.
Yeah,
that was the only thing. And then for a period, they had Terry Reynolds to where her tits bounced to the ring with them.
Dude, Lita's so hot, though, now.
But that's what
she's got tattoos all over. Nothing I love more. And she's more muscle now, which
I
love
really
too.
Hope you're being sarcastic about that.
All right. Corey likes washboard abs on females.
I remember looking at Playboys as a kid, E, and I was like, I'd love to touch her abs.
That was a Playgirl.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Might what?
Huh?
For Christ's sake.
Like, no. We all didn't check out the Shawn Michaels issue.
Is he really in Playgirl?
I think so.
Yeah, he was.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. Dick out and everything?
Dick's out for Harambe.
No way.
Pretty sure.
No way.
Pretty sure.
I'm not going to look it up because I really
I'm
don't
I'm not
care.
Looking it up either, but I'm guaranteeing
well, you don't
he
see Shawn Michaels'
dick
junk?
Out in
not,
fucking Playgirl.
You're not comfortable enough with your sexuality to see Shawn Michaels' dong?
I never liked him either.
Somehow the show always goes soft.
If it was Finn Balor, I'd look at his dick. Oh, what I said, no.
What?
Huh?
Hey, back on Finn Balor, there was a great comment on YouTube where I was looking up his entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Number one comment was, if this guy faces Undertaker in Mania, they're going to have to up the show by an hour. Or, God damn it, I ruined that. Anyway, they'll make the show an hour longer because of their entrances.
Yeah.
They both got fucking super long.
I'll give you that.
Okay, can we pull up the tentative card for Mania?
Oh, I can tell you the rest of it. So now it's AJ Styles versus Shane McMahon.
Does nothing for me.
Really?
I mean, I like watching AJ work, but what does Shane McMahon bring? Last year, the only reason he wrestled Undertaker, I'm hoping he takes a bump off the Hell in Cell.
Yeah, but the only thing is, God, he takes horrendous bumps. Like,
What's he going to do?
That's why we liked Mick Foley.
Dangerous. No. At least he fucking knew what he was doing.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, what's McMahon going to, what's Shane going to do that we haven't seen that's going to make a pop?
Fucking climb to the top of a citrus bowl and I mean, fall off?
That's the thing. Like, he's not wrestling someone that you have to do that against. He's actually wrestling someone that can work.
It's true.
Why waste... the only, like you said it last week, Daniel Bryan teased at something about his return. Maybe Bryan steps in.
Oh.
That's what would, I mean, that would be huge.
The other thing I thought was he might throw Balor in there to represent. The only thing was Balor was on Raw.
Yeah, but I mean, that's.
And so that wouldn't make sense. Well, what am I saying? Like anything ever fucking makes sense.
So Owens will go over Jericho because Jericho's leaving for his whatever.
Right.
It's fuzzy
time. He needs
time.
To go over Jericho.
Bayley, Charlotte, and Sasha Banks. They're also expected to add Nia Jax for a four-way. So each women's match is going to be a four-way match.
They're expected to add it for a four-way. Well,
so
Nia's not in my dreams, so.
You put Bayley over?
I would think.
And give her the Mania.
Actually, no. I see Charlotte winning it, but I could be wrong.
Didn't they put it on her last year? They're all about WrestleMania moments now.
Charlotte. They love her. Who was the other one you said? Oh, we got Reigns and Taker.
I mean, I think Reigns goes over.
What a fitting end to Taker's WrestleMania career.
Could you imagine that?
And they have him shake hands and hug in the ring.
No, why don't we just have him... come out in a diaper or something.
Dude, horrible. If they're going to want Reigns to get over as this ultimate baby, they will have a fucking handshake guaranteed.
Yeah, what good does that do to end Taker like that? I'm not sure I get that one. You already broke the streak.
Yeah, I don't know. Have someone that you haven't tried pushing down everybody's throat go against him and then him beat him and try to get someone else over?
Gugh.
I mean... But honestly, who loses to a 60-year-old man? I mean, at least Goldberg looks the part. Fucking Undertaker looks like it hurts to walk down to the ring.
Dude's old.
I partially believe they turn off the lights and everything because they carry him to the ring, get him in there, and then turn the lights on.
You know what I forgot to add in here, T.O.? This might be your favorite match.
Oh, I can't wait.
Corbin? Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
Versus... Hairline Corbin.
Guy sucks.
Hairline Corbin, a nice nickname.
They have about 8 matches that could be on the pre-show. I can't wait to see
what they put
on the pre-show.
Well, what about fucking Cena and Bella versus Maryse and Miz?
They made out twice in the ring or kissed twice. Like, it went from we're not in a relationship to now let's just be PDA. Like,
yeah, but they think that's how life works. Like, they think that's normal. It's kind of like the shit they did last night on SmackDown. Well, hold on. The shit they did on SmackDown last night where the girls started talking, I was like, what is this? They start talking differently.
It's like Vince Russo's back and they're doing Jerry Springer shit.
I think it's Kevin Dunn. Like, he thinks that's how women act.
Well, that's what his fucking perverse.
It's insanity.
Yeah, that's what he, like, wishes and how it is, and that's what he jerks off to, I'm sure.
That's what I do.
Anyway, what were you going to say?
They've kept Corbin in the back. He hasn't done
no problem.
No, but that's what I'm saying. All of his he's so bad.
I agree.
Everything he's doing is pre-recorded. Why don't they protect other people that way that can't talk? I mean, think about it. Like they don't protect some of these guys that can't shoot promos. At least there's guys that can work that
instead
can't
they
talk.
Throw them out there.
They throw them out there and they just sink. Instead, they let this asshole that can't work, that has a shitty look.
Because they want some people to get over, and they want other people to not get over.
Like,
think about this. Okay, so here's the guys that don't have a match at WrestleMania. The same guys we always like. Ziggler, Cesaro. Rusev got the fuck beat out of him by Big Show.
There's some backstage shit.
What is going on there?
So they got... So
him and his buddies, I got this. Him and his buddies came out after the show got over one time, and they were going to a rival federation, and they came out and hugged in front of the audience, and that killed it backstage for him.
Been there, done that.
Oh, that's not what happened.
So he won't win King of the Ring. This is the third time this has happened. Apparently, the first time he got in shit is because Lana bitched him out at the airport in front of the boys.
Right.
and they took exception to that. Now, you also have to understand.
I would let her bitch me out.
Every 40-year-old man, every writer, every staffer, every single man that works in that company is pissed off that he is with her. They can't make sense of it. They don't understand it. They've all tried fucking her because they think that they're in a higher position than him, mm-hmm. that they have more money than him.
Probably right.
All this shit. They've all made runs that are guaranteed, and she marries the guy. Not only does she marry the guy, they pretty much say, eat a dick. We're not hiding our relationship. When they put her in a storyline with Ziggler, which, hey, how many times in wrestling has that happened? Oh, hey, we're going to do a storyline? Oh, I don't know, Chris Benoit, Nancy Sullivan. I mean, like, how many times has that happened?
Yeah, he essentially stole her from
Mark Marrow
and Kevin Sullivan.
Nobody Rena stole Marrow Sable.
Sable.
Who'd she start banging?
Brock Lesnar.
He's this little guy you may have heard of.
They stayed married until like 01, 02, yeah, something like that.
That shit was over. I mean, like, it wasn't going on because of a storyline.
Okay, yeah. What about the Edge? Did you say the Edge lead the thing?
I mean, that happened.
Yeah. Mickey James got thrown into that shit with...
But it wasn't a storyline with Cena.
It's true.
Cena was just fucking her because he's a creep and a bad guy. I can't wait till it all comes out.
Boom! Take loves that, kids, though. Cena.
Yeah, he has a bunch. He has a bunch. Like, that dude, I can't even... I mean, I know we're all over the place right now.
Waste of space.
But this fucking guy, Mr. Make-A-Wish, Mr. I Love the Children...
That's not a bad name.
All of that. How do you not have a kid? Dude, can you imagine when he... he has got to be so paranoid when he fucks up Belichick because he knows she wants a kid so bad. I guarantee she wears a patch. She's got that ring inside her. She's taken 4 different types of birth control.
I think that's kind of what makes what the Miz and Maryse are doing kind of intriguing, to say it.
Yeah.
Because it's all the shit that other people say, but they're actually doing.
They're playing off the show.
I know.
No, I know.
And it, by the way, the worst show ever.
But at least it's a fucking storyline that's semi-entertaining right now because someone's, like, talking shit to John Cena.
Yeah. I like it.
So where were they at? They were in Indianapolis. Did he get Hood last night or not?
Did he even come out?
Oh, yeah. They made out in the ring, remember? They had the two.
That was 2 weeks ago.
No, it was last night.
Oh, again?
They had a match last night. They wrestled Ellsworth.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That's
and it
hot.
Went 7 minutes?
Yeah.
Ooh. Shame I had
but
to miss
they,
that one.
But to your point, like the writers in the back, you said Kevin Dunn, like, you're around me and my wife all the time, and you know, Ian, you're like, how often do you just see, just, you know, all right, yeah, we're gonna make out before a match. We're gonna, like,
hey, every time me and my wife are getting ready to start dinner, make out. Time to give the kid a bath, 2-minute make out sesh.
Boom.
Yeah.
That's how you keep it alive, baby.
I see someone
That's how you do it.
I see someone making out in
yes,
the
sir.
Mall or a baseball game, I wanna punch them.
PDA is,
I mean, it's like the most...
That's some,
like,
goddamn class.
Yeah, it's like, hey, all right, your relationship's in jeopardy. Prove to everybody that you guys
okay,
are solid.
I agree with that.
And you could pretty much say that she wants to get banged in front of her old man by another guy.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
You're right a lot of times.
I'm not a psychologist by trade, just by hobby.
But I hate, just the Cena thing's silly. Like, it's really funny that... If he proposes after the match, that's going to be fantastic. Because that's another one of the rumors.
You can make it till SummerSlam and have another match made in heaven, match made in hell.
Yeah.
No?
Recreating, huh?
Yeah.
Recycling.
We just need somebody to come out with some sort of animal.
I hope a snake is
They care
of
about
the
planet.
But you have that match. Then let's go back to Baron Corbin and why they're protecting.
Oh, why?
But just look at what they've done with him versus Strowman. They make Strowman look way stronger.
Wait a minute. What?
The two monsters. Corbin was SmackDown's version. Strowman was Raw's.
Wow.
Look what they've done.
He's a monster, huh?
Well, that's what they kind of live on.
What a fucking slender monster.
Yeah. Why do you build Strowman the way you do and then just undo it at a meaningless pay-per-view?
To them, it's not undoing it.
Clean. Just goes over clean.
They're saying... I'll tell you why. Because Strowman's going to get the 20 Andre the Giant Battle Royal
win. Last year, didn't he?
No.
Oh, no, Corbin did. Because he's a monster.
Guy's fucking huge in Japan.
Yeah.
He's huge in America. It's nice.
But
I tell you what, if I saw him walking down the street, I wouldn't be like, ah, but it's got to be somebody important.
You know what's a good idea, too? Go ahead and keep that physique covered up with a fucking singlet. Because when that guy drops...
Strowman?
He's huge.
Freak.
Like, why?
And athletic as shit.
Yeah, I don't get it.
My shit ain't that athletic.
Well, the other things they've got on tap are like a cruiserweight scramble, and then possibly the women's SmackDown.
They're having a four-way. They announced
scramble.
It last
night. Hold on, it's like a cruiserweight scramble.
Yeah.
Go on.
It's where Kevin Nash comes out and scrambles 12 cruiserweights.
Dude, I'd pay like double to watch that.
Yeah. Bunch of vanilla midgets.
Yeah.
I'd like it.
He comes out with a baseball bat and starts hitting them like pinatas.
I know we've had this conversation before, but how many five-year-olds do you think you could take? A little bit of a swerve here. If they're coming at you, where they're not real, like, human five-year-olds, just consider them monsters with the same physical and intelligence.
Right.
As five-year-olds. How many do you think you could take? They're coming at you.
So I couldn't move anymore.
You're not in a corner. You got them coming at you 360.
Boom.
They have knives?
Yeah, they're just little five-year-old monsters.
Oh, spin kicks.
Kramer was able to fend them all. Well, they chased him up the fire escape. I forgot about that. So, and that was karate.
He was good at karate.
Yes, he was.
I'm more of a judo and jiu-jitsu kind of guy. Does no good against 500 children. Trust me.
I think if he punched a hole through one of their faces, it would scare them, and they'd all.
I think it'd slow you down. You don't want to hit them hard enough to get one of them stuck on you.
I know, but if you hit
them, I guess you could use it as a weapon.
But don't you think the psyche, they'd be like, holy shit, I don't want that to happen to me.
Now, see, if they're five-year-old monsters and they don't really think at that point, they just kind
of. You put a lot of thought on this. Let's get back to the Mania card.
Way too much thought. I'm gonna go see a shrink.
The good thing is Everett doesn't have any children. The ones that we were talking about earlier.
I got a daughter. I always fight with her.
Well, let's get to the most important part of the week, and that was Rick Rude is going into the Hall of Fame.
That's beautiful, man.
That is awesome.
I don't remember.
He was
I can't
rude.
Remember a group of guys being so happy. Nash loves him. Austin loves him. You don't realize until you hear these guys talk how many guys Rick Rude took under his wing.
He was a bad motherfucker too.
Yeah, I mean, like,
gyrated with the best though.
He you know, he took guys in. He rode with a lot of the younger guys. He showed them the way. DDP, ton of those guys.
I don't think Hulk Hogan was a big fan of his. Didn't want to be either. In the ring with the Tasmanian devil. Oh, Flair, see, that wasn't Flair's fault. I know what you're talking about.
To kill him, didn't
about
he?
The belt? No. Bischoff had to take the belt back, and he had a gun in the trunk, and he grabbed the belt that was next to the gun. No, Hogan didn't want to wrestle him because he was fucking scared of him.
Yeah. Best mustache, Tom Selleck, Rick Rude.
Goddamn, good question, man.
Dude.
You throw in the hair, the good old long Rick Rude hair, like before he cut it short. And you give it to Rick Rude.
Have you guys
time.
Seen him when he's on Regis and Kathy Lee?
Rick Rude, not recently. I thought he was dead.
No, have you seen that? That's awesome.
Well, I'm pretty sure Regis and Kathy Lee had not either.
Oh yeah, that's a good point, sir.
He kind of was flirting with Kathy Lee, and it was Heenan came out.
Oh really?
Yeah, like you could tell he kind of went off script a little bit.
Chased her up the stairs.
Yeah, they didn't know what to do. Didn't he put her on his trunks or something? Or he had her on his trunks when he was there. It was something funny.
I remember the time he put Jake Roberts' wife on his trunks.
Yeah.
Oof. That was good shit, though, man.
That's funny.
He did. Now, there's some good wrestling attire. Those pants and those boots all the time, salty.
And then he had the...
Wait a minute. What do you mean salty? Are we talking about jism?
No. What?
I hear it's salty. I don't know.
That's what she says.
For fuck's sake. So that means the Hall of Fame class now lines up as...
Is it over?
Kurt Angle. I would think they had one more. They might not. Kurt Angle, DDP, Rock and Roll Express, Beth Phoenix, Teddy Long, Rick Rude. So they're at six.
That's a beautiful class, dude.
Angle headlines that?
Oh. He spent more than half his career outside of the WWF.
I know we've talked about this. I swear to God Goldberg was going to go in the Hall of Fame.
I don't think so.
I thought that's what the original thing was.
He might make a longer run than you think.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, when you don't wrestle.
Exactly.
I know.
And I haven't talked to you about this. Do you feel like, when he does a promo, what does it remind you of?
Who?
Goldberg right now.
Nothing.
His voice and how he delivers some things doesn't remind you of Hawk?
Is he getting real gravelly?
And Wow! He kind of he does like one words very like it's I've seen it some places, people saying it, commenting on it, that they think he's kind of ripping off the Hawk.
Well, you know, I haven't noticed that, but now that you say it, I'm going to go back and check it out.
I meant to say it a couple weeks ago, and I forgot, and then I saw something where people are kind of commenting on it. I didn't watch the shows again this week. I kind of fast-forwarded through it. My wife and kids are sick, but...
I mean, the monster voice has been around since Jesus was in junior high. I don't think it's anything new.
The thing is, though, is he never really cut promos ever, so maybe this is just...
But, for good reason.
Well, he's a better talker now. I mean, I think he does all right.
Yeah. I don't know, man. He got booed the fuck out of in Chicago.
Anybody
would have. They weren't putting up with any of that. I don't think anybody would
have. Lesnar, either one of those two would have. Whoever came, I think Lesnar would have heard it. The chance would have came at some point in time. Reigns would have got it. A lot of
Reigns did get it.
I mean, the CM Punk shit would have came, you know, back to that. But it's never going to stop in Chicago. They know. I mean, that's what it is.
So do you guys like that when crowds try to get themselves over?
I don't think they're trying to get themselves over.
No, because they're trying to make the show about them. They're there to see the fucking wrestling show. See the fucking wrestling show and leave. Play like an English person.
Instead of chanting CM Punk and shit.
What is that like, going into a movie theater and just starting chanting for Kevin Costner when Tom Hanks is in the movie?
Costner! I'm not leaving until Costner makes an appearance in this fucking movie. Yeah.
There's a reason we're better at the old school show. We just mentioned fucking Kevin Costner like he's still relevant.
Dude always makes a
Gibson.
Dime.
Gibson. Right?
No.
Is he still a thing?
Tom Hanks, Denzel. Denzel
will never not be relevant. You take it.
Forrest Gump. Run with it. That was on the other night.
Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest Gump.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Forrest Whitaker was in Vision Quest, the best wrestling movie
ever.
Shit,
he was in Fast Times, best movie ever.
Shield.
He was also in Southpaw.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, so there was no wrestling in Forrest Gump through the movie.
Mm-hmm.
What wrestler or what wrestling event would Forrest Gump have crossed paths with if you made the movie? I was thinking about
there wasn't a big enough wrestling event back then, because that movie went to about 81, 83.
Yeah, it was because AIDS was starting to come around then.
So that was another thing we got an argument about.
Shuttle was around, because remember he said this is the same metal they make the space shuttles out of, and that was mid to late 80s.
86?
Yeah.
So my dad assumed she had cancer.
What?
She said virus. I have a virus.
It was clearly AIDS.
Well, clearly,
that's what I thought too. But my dad was.
She shot up in the fucking movie.
Yeah.
I know, but my dad was making the argument. Wouldn't the kid or him. Like, he just said, like, with the early times of that, like, it's hard for him to buy the HIV because.
He's saying that she had to. He figured she would have contracted before she got pregnant with Forrest.
Yeah, remember? Because he kind of took care of her when she came to the house that time.
Well,
like,
that's if he believes that she was. An angel after she left Forrest that one time. She came back. She lived with Forrest for a while.
She got pregnant
that one time they had sex.
Mm-hmm.
Then she left. Now, there's a chance that she got shitty after that and, you know, still did some, you know.
True.
She left, you know, in a huff, kind of. You know what I mean?
I don't want to get into an AIDS discussion.
But when I had it.
If we're talking Tom Hanks and AIDS, let's talk Philadelphia.
It doesn't happen like that with everyone.
I understand that.
Okay.
I mean, I get it.
If you get AIDS, it takes a... Never mind.
No, it was just a conversation we had.
But she clearly had AIDS in the movie.
Andre the Giant, would he
did
be
not
the,
have AIDS.
Would he be the HIV?
Did he?
Who? Oh, he's saying Andre. No, he didn't.
No.
Would it be, actually, who knows?
Would Andre have been the wrestler he crossed paths with, you think?
That'd have been a great one.
I don't know. There wasn't a big enough event back then for him to cross paths with.
I met this giant in Japan. Like something like that. Like, they could have played. I mean.
No? I don't see him crossing paths with a wrestling event. Unless E does. E, do you see one?
I mean.
Do you know one that happened before 80?
Huge? No, there was. It wasn't huge. It was all like it was all territory.
Yep.
There was just no way.
He was huge overseas, though.
Yeah, Gump was big in Japan. We all know that he was.
Andre was.
I mean, Gump was big in China.
Andre was a national commodity, though. Everybody wanted him in the territory. I mean, like,
well, if you're going to name one person, then I guess you would name him.
Yeah, it's kind of
if
just
they were
going to
cross paths.
Yeah,
but
it's kind of stupid. Okay. Never mind. Fucking dumb.
It's not stupid. It's just dumber than hell.
All right, go ahead. Let's go next. Let's. What movie would have...
Go ahead.
I'm kidding.
I don't have anything either.
Go. We didn't finish the WrestleMania
What was the best wrestling movie of all time, and why was it No Holds Barred? Vision. Rip them. No, Vision Quest can eat a dick.
Oh, that's fighting words, sir.
See,
you
I guess
jock ass.
It's because I was a kid. I liked No Holds Barred.
So did I. You jock ass.
I liked it too.
Yeah. So I've never understood all the hate for that.
Zeus.
I'm going back through old wrestling magazines, and that's voted the worst wrestling movie of all time.
And this is before Mr. Nanny came out, which I also like Mr. Nanny. I'm
or Suburban Commando.
Who's the better actor?
Suburban Commando. You're a dead man, Ramsey.
I like Suburban Commando as well.
Who's a better actor, Hogan or Cena?
Hogan.
God, they're
both. You ever seen Thunder in Paradise?
Cena's done some funny shit, though. I will say that. He's had a couple spots that were funny.
Trainwreck was funny.
Yeah. He did all right in that.
Can't wait till he stars in his own comedy feature.
I disagree. I don't think he was that great in Trainwreck.
Did you like him in Sisters?
He was very obvious. I haven't seen Sisters.
Where he is the drug dealer?
I haven't seen it.
It's pretty funny.
He was very obvious in Trainwreck, and it's just like, come on. This is just... It was horrible and awkward, in my opinion.
I just like
to watch him try to make it out like he's funny.
I just like that he was funny. Gay, and he tried to make it out that he's gay.
That's
that
funny, but that's
that
not really him.
Surprise me.
Oh no, he's not gay. He hates women.
No, that's true. That's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
We finished the fucking WrestleMania card.
Oh no.
What's left?
Hold on. There was a lot more projected matches.
No, there's. I mean, projected as opposed to happening are two different. Animals.
Neville and Austin Aries, they had their thing Monday night.
Yeah, but that's going to be that cruiserweight scramble bullshit.
No, I think it's going to be just those two.
So I mean, Austin Aries hasn't wrestled in however long. He's going to come back and just get a match at Mania.
They had a segment in the ring.
Nah.
But it happens.
I can see Aries winning it.
Oh, yeah. No, they just had a segment to where he said he was the best in the world. Like, whatever. Regardless, I don't care. American Alpha versus the Usos.
That won't fucking happen on the show, on the main show. It might be like a pre-show thing.
Okay, so for the main show,
yeah,
you have Goldberg Lesnar,
right?
Wyatt Orton,
two matches.
Jericho Owens, three. The Women's Championship, four. Cena, five.
Taker and Reigns,
six.
Okay, 20-man Battle Royal.
Wait, okay, seven. Rollins, Triple H,
eight.
McMahon Styles,
nine. Woo, somebody's gonna get the shaft on this motherfucker.
Okay. Corbin.
Corbin Ambrose be a pre-show.
Okay. Then that leaves the SmackDown Women's Belt. Both tag team belts.
Pre-show. The pre-show was like 3 hours last year. Didn't it start at 4 o'clock?
It started on Saturday. Right after the Hall of Fame, they started
matching. It felt like it did.
You're not known for your humor, T.O., but that was pretty good.
It was so long. It was a fucking 6 hour show.
Then there's still no Samoa Joe who's going to be on the card. Balor's going to be on the card.
You know they're going to put guys in this battle royal. That's how they get all the guys on the card.
I get it, but they won't with... I mean, unless
Balor... Their roster's gigantic right now.
It's huge.
Almost huge. Getting too big, which means there are releases coming.
Oh, I can't wait.
The week after WrestleMania, isn't that when the big one is?
Okay, if you could cut five people right now from the main roster, who would it be?
I got to cut five guys today.
You can cut any five you want.
Fuck off.
Cena and Reigns. I'm guessing for you here.
No. I would go Sheamus. He'd be number one.
All the McMahons at Triple H.
Yeah. Sheamus would go.
Okay, there's one.
Okay. I'm looking here. You can't, and like, I hate Baron Corbin, but you can't get rid of, like, those guys. Like, just because, like,
you can.
They're young. I mean, I would. I'd cut Big Show's ass. He'd be gone.
February of 2018 is when he's supposed to wrestle into.
I saw that. That's just disheartening that he's going to be around that much longer.
Who else?
I
mean, you can name fucking five guys.
There's
just
so many. I mean, like,
I know.
Jinder Mahal. I mean, like, all those guys they brought back that they've done nothing with.
Dreadful. I tell you this, I'd do something with Rusev, I'd do something with Ziggler, I'd do something with Cesaro. I can think of more things I could do with people instead of guys I can get rid of.
I'd cut the Bullet Club guys. I'd get rid of them. They've ruined them.
It's not their fault.
I can't take them serious.
Well, if they put the Bullet Club back together, we'll all be happy. I'm telling you. Those guys got talent.
I don't know.
I know.
There's just, I mean.
Garbage.
And then, you know, Big Show Shaq might be on again, they're saying.
It's back and forth. I mean.
Who wants to see that?
Nobody.
Jesus.
Just like nobody wants to see Conor McGregor. Like, they think that that's...
McMahon wants to see that, is what it is. McMahon wants to get a star in. Shaq is one of the biggest sports stars of all time. It legitimizes Big Show's career.
How about them? Pal. How about them just
got me figured out, pal.
How bad did they want Ronda Rousey forever, and then she just shit the bed? Oh,
I'm so glad that didn't work out.
And, I mean, they don't even want her now. They should get...
Which is stupid.
They should get Cyborg on there.
Yeah. Good luck.
Hey. You want to talk about a believable character, though.
Fair enough. She's China Junior, though.
I don't even know if she's China Junior. At least she's a badass.
China was pretty much a badass.
Not bigger, had the build, but, like, you know, this bitch just caves people's faces in. Pardon the word bitch when I'm talking about her, but...
Yeah, International Women's Day.
Yeah. You know, had to deliver.
Thought you were a liberal.
Sorry. Hate women.
Whatever.
You do?
Tired of that bullshit.
I did not know that.
Hey, let's get the fuck out of here. We got another show to do.
Yep. It's been nice.
All right, everybody. This has been... That's your guy. Never mind.
Oh, now you're talking?
Well, you got all this new shit, and I'm just trying to be funny where I can. It's not working out.
You're not even so trying to watch.
Down. Yeah. It's hard right
I'm
now.
I'm horrible.
It'll be good. The go-home show will be good.
I think Mania could be really good, though. That's the tricky thing. If they do it the right way...
Well, the intrigue's gone. We were intrigued 2 weeks ago, yeah. At least to know what might happen. It's just different now that you know where shit's going to go.
Would have you been happier if they kept the belt on Owens?
Man, I don't know. I'm not real happy to see Goldberg Lesnar again. I think
I kind of think Goldberg, like the more I think about it, just because we didn't really touch on that match. You mentioned Goldberg staying around longer.
Yeah.
What if Goldberg's just the guy that he does it again and has Lesnar's number? Lesnar doesn't care. He's not protecting this character anymore.
True.
He's there for a payday.
Yep.
So don't blame him.
That would be a big shock.
It doesn't make sense.
No. But, then someone goes over, because then, you know, you have Goldberg, this unstoppable force, if you really want to get Reigns over.
So who is it?
Reigns.
Fuck.
It is, though. God. It is. Body-wise, who do you put over to what? I mean, you get in there with... Well, fuck yeah.
What happened?
You would think. By the way, let's go to the psychology of that match before we leave. I'm sorry.
All right.
Running power slam through a table. Running power slam through a table. Strowman. Strowman is the one that does the running power slam to fucking Reigns. Through the table. They go back in the ring.
Just one of the standard wooden tables?
No, the announcer's table.
Standard.
I mean, dude, puts him through. I mean, like, it looked good because he was running at him for a spear, caught him, looked legit as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Not only does Reigns, like, get in for the 10 count, but there's no action in between, and Reigns hits him with a spear, and that's how it ends?
Look at you thinking, I know. You're telling me.
You get power slammed through a table, you get back in the ring. The guy that power slams you's had nothing done to him. Nobody's interfered. Nothing's happened. He takes one spear that kills characters, that kills legitimacy, that kills what you have built up.
Yeah, if he can lose it, it's just one quick spear from this guy.
What happened to Rusev?
Well,
what happened to...
That's what I'm saying.
What happened to Bray Wyatt?
Well, it was all to fucking Cena.
Yep.
And now that you got another guy.
Killers, I know.
Cena Jr.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Do you, just going to the SmackDown side, do you really think they're going to, like, with everything they've done with Wyatt, finally getting Wyatt to the spot, you think Orton, they're just going to go back to the...
Yep.
Wow. And there was all the talk, too, that he was going to
be... I could be wrong.
Oh, I know, but there was all the talk that he was going to be a part-time performer, and he was going to...
I laid this all out for my buddy the other night. I'm like, No, this is going to happen. All of it happened. I'm like, they'll figure out Undertaker Reigns after this. Boom. They'll figure out Styles is going to wrestle McMahon.
The odds on that?
And by the way, that's fucking stupid, too. You have two guys wrestle for the number one contendership. Then you have the number one contender that just won it lose to the other number one contender. What the fuck?
Oh, by the way, you forget the Royal Rumble, the guy that won the Royal Rumble.
No, I know. But I mean, I'm saying.
Just the road to getting to the title shot is insane.
I'm telling you, somebody fucked up something somewhere.
Yeah.
Had to have been we're gonna have Orton win this. Then he's gonna burn. Then he's gonna say he doesn't want it. And then we're gonna have these two wrestle in a battle, or have these two fall out at the same time out of a battle royal. Then we'll have Orton say that he wants the shot. But now that we've got these two, they've got to wrestle to figure out who the real number one contender is so they can wrestle the number one contender.
The problem is,
what the fuck?
This is WrestleMania 33, right?
Yeah, 33 different fucking things happen?
Well, no. It's just at this point they've had to build in the Mania so many times, it's hard to try to come up with a fresh way to build into it.
Yeah.
Do it the same way. I mean, like, if you're going to do it this shitty, just
I agree. Why not recycle? But,
hey.
Because they try to outsmart themselves.
Well, they're doing a really good job of it. Let me ask you one question. We'll end on this.
All right.
Why'd Randy Orton join the Wyatt family?
I have no fucking... Has that ever been explained?
No. Why did he leave the Wyatt family? Hasn't been explained. If you can't beat him, join him. Then when you get to know him, kill him.
It was all set up from the beginning.
To get the title shot that he turned down.
It's because they were planning ahead.
So he could turn on him later.
He never really turned on him. He just
I would think they decided this a while back.
That's the reason anybody in wrestling becomes friends. Is so you can turn on him later.
Yeah. Well, let's turn on this show and go to a better one.
Agreed. We're going to join you again, and we're going to talk the best and worst WrestleMania events. I think we're main events. If you've got your list put together, right, Easy?
Oh, yeah.
T-O-Z?
Nope.
Of course not.
He can't even spell list, but we love him anyway.
I know. I mean, I can shit my way through.
You know your way.
I could bullshit through this.
Hey, if you're watching on YouTube, and you're probably not, thank you for watching us on YouTube. You can follow us on Facebook.com, Numeral3Horseman Show, Twitter.com, Numeral3Horseman Show, and on YouTube, eventually we'll have our own goddamn.
I doubt it. We're still sitting at 8 after 3 weeks. If you're listening to the sound of my voice and you haven't got on YouTube yet, we got a problem, pal.
Can
we tell them about the collaboration we're doing with your other show real quick before we go?
I thought we talked about that last week.
Let's keep pushing that. I think this is
going to
be huge.
I don't think we did. I don't think we brought it like we were going to bring it.
So, to everybody listening, we're going to get Chris Benoit out of prison. And if we can't do that, we're going to get him out of hell.
All right.
That's possible. Better,
yeah. We're going to prove that he might not have killed his
family. I don't think we're going to prove
it. To be fair, I don't think we have. I don't think we're proving anything.
We will discuss the
possibility that he may not have killed his wife.
Who will we discuss it with?
I thought we had evidence.
We're going to do the combining of the show, Surreal Talk and the Three Horsemen, coming together to have a conspiracy wrestling podcast. The first of its kind, as far as I'm aware.
Only one I've ever heard of.
I've never heard of it. It just seems crazy.
It's a first.
I thought about too. It'd be kind of cool to work in a few other wrestling related conspiracies at the end of it. Just to see.
Deal.
Like it. Montreal Screwjob.
Whatever. We don't have to go deep into them. They're making a porn of the Montreal Screwjob. And you can call it that too.
Hold on. Let's see who's going to be in it.
Hold on, folks. We've got news coming for you.
This is important.
The Montreal Screwjob. Yeah. And
it's all female, right?
Starring Bret Hart.
Yeah.
It's being done by Brazzers.
Of course it's being done by Brazzers.
And it's Mia Malkova.
Don't know her.
John? Oh, yeah. We looked that up.
Did we look this up?
Mia Malkova.
Romy Reign is being.
Romy Reign's the other one we looked up. She's Bret Hart.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, she got pitch black hair and tattoos. I love that.
Yeah, this might turn out to be a gay porn, but I like that this one.
If she didn't have the tattoos, she'd be nice.
Yeah.
Let me see this. Turn your shit my way, please. Is that supposed to be Harvey Wimpleman?
Turn your shit.
No, I think it's Vince
Harvey
McMahon.
Harvey Wimpleman.
Yeah, Johnny Castle's playing Bret McMahon. So I had heard it was all girls. Yeah,
Bret McMahon.
Vince McMahon, I'm sorry. I was looking at pictures of Romy Reign.
What's wrong with her nose? She looks like a Ferengi.
Yeah, so, yep, it's going to, yeah, that's it.
So there's three people in the fucking movie.
Three or four scenes. They got the ring scene. They got the locker room scene where they fight. That's about it.
See, I was under the impression that it was a movie, not a scene. Like, I thought they were doing.
Okay. Yeah, but they do shit that's like 20 minutes long. Isn't that everything now? Do they even do movies anymore?
They're saying they're doing a movie.
You think they'll use the phrase, the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be?
I don't know.
Tuning up the band? I mean, they got to use some of this stuff. Spread your legs and let me tune up the band.
Hello.
I don't know. That's how it works. It's not a euphemism that people often...
Folks, I guarantee we have the entire cast by next week.
On here? Awesome.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
We're out.
We're getting out of here. For Big Easy, for T.O., for Corey, we're going to come back with the best and worst WrestleMania main events of all time. We'll talk to you then.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
Need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.